Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is from Lord Melchizedek and it's entitled Awakening Your Inner Eye. It is with the deepest of love and respect that I, Lord Melchizedek, enter into the sacred space you have created in your life and energy field. I am honored to be able to connect and share with you at this stage of your ascension. Do you recognize your life and being as a sacred space? Can you recognize that I, Lord Melchizedek, am joyous to be present with your divine energy and to gain an insight into that which is your truth in this moment that you connect with me? Your life, reality, experiences, and all aspects of your being are sacred and divine. If you cannot recognize this, then there is a need for a shift to take place within your being and the way you perceive yourself. You may be able to offer to me many examples of why your life and being is not sacred and divine. You may be able to grasp that there is a possibility of your life and presence being sacred. However, you may feel that so much needs to change for it to become your reality. Can you recognize that these are just excuses, a way of distracting yourself from realizing the truth you are capable of? When I, Lord Melchizedek, connect with your energy, presence, and life on the earth, I step into the holiest nature of your being, and it is a deep honor. Imagine if you could recognize the sacred and divine nature of your entire being and body without changing anything. What would you see, sense, or acknowledge? Imagine if you could recognize the sacred and divine nature changing. What would you see, sense, and acknowledge? Your entire being would open up and your truth would unfold. You might recognize the reason and purpose for everything you are currently experiencing. You also may recognize the areas you are creating confusion, misunderstanding, complication. In truth, you would recognize your life and entire being is perfect for instigating the awakening of the Creator within you. You may also recognize that your reality and being shifts, transforms, and changes when you acknowledge it as a divine and as sacred. Thus, you instigate from the essence of your being a reality and manifestation of yourself which serves you and the sacred vibration you are aligning to within you. In truth, your inner eye becomes your outer eyes. What is seeing with your inner eye? To see, sense, or acknowledge with your inner eye is to recognize the presence of the Creator in whatever you are focusing on. Your inner eye is aligned with the active vibration of the Creator, and therefore supports you in recognizing the presence of the Creator, which is a constant. When I speak of your inner eye, I, Lord Melchizedek, am speaking of what you may call your third eye, your soul eye, your inner knowingness. All are connected and are as one. To see with your inner eye is to see, sense, and acknowledge with clarity, trust, and to recognize the larger picture or purpose at play. Your inner eye clears away the drama, false beliefs, or habits which stagnate your energy, allowing you to recognize the presence of the Creator in all its numerous forms. You also recognize the action and direction the energy of the Creator wishes to take, whether through you or another. You still see the physicality of the earth, the pain, suffering, and chaos, maybe even experiencing them for yourself. However, you are able to see, sense, and acknowledge a greater depth to your life and existence, as if a knowingness and wisdom is present that could not be recognized before. Thus, you feel as if you have a purpose, a guiding light steering you to a great intimate relationship with the Creator and yourself. Remember that although I, Lord Melchizedek, am using the word seeing in regard to your inner eye, your inner eye may communicate with you in a completely different way to seeing. Can you also recognize that the desire to see the Creator in whichever form could be a distraction to hindering your acceptance of the divine space within your being and reality? Your inner eye will communicate with you and through you in multiple and different ways, depending on the circumstances and situations you are experiencing and creating. Awakening your inner eye. There are many techniques and methods I, Lord Melchizedek, could share with you to awaken your inner eye. However, on this occasion, I wish to create a shift within your mind, thinking, and mindset in order to further the awakening of your inner eye. To do so is to create a shift which will impact your entire being and reality while offering you a journey of discovery and great reward. It is essential to realize your inner eye demonstrates the Creator to you, draws you to the Creator, and manifests the Creator for you to experience. It is a bridge between the physical nature of the world you are constantly experiencing and the energetic presence of the universe, inner planes, and the presence of the Creator. Therefore, with your inner eye, you recognize the presence and blossoming of the energetic and physical world as one. This oneness between two worlds already exists within you. Therefore, your inner eye is simply magnifying your unification of the Creator within you, into your being and the world around you. Your inner eye acts as a magnifier and projector of Creator and Earth world unification. When you feel guided to, breathe deeply and focus upon your inner eye. Do not assume you know where it is located. Simply let yourself be guided to its location within you. Recognize your inner eye as a unification of the physical aspect of the earth and the pure presence of the Creator. Challenge yourself to see, sense, or acknowledge the oneness and unification within you. A harmony on the earth and the Creator as one within you. Let yourself sink and seep into this state of being and awareness. You do not need to understand what you're trying to achieve, or even what the outcome may be. Simply trust there is something unique and amazing for you to discover and ground into. It is most likely what you will discover is a state of being, an opening in your mindset and clarity in how you view yourself and the world around you. Ruminate on this as much as you feel guided to, without any expectations. At another time, begin to contemplate your reality, the way you perceive things as happening, manifesting or being. Instead, hold the intention of recognizing what is really taking place and occurring. With this simple intention, you will realize there are so many levels and layers to life, your being, and everyone else. Often you only see, sense, or acknowledge what you want to see or experience. When you hold the intention of recognizing what is really taking place, you begin to align with the truth of the Creator within you. Thus you see, sense, and acknowledge with clarity, knowingness, and awakening. You expand your awareness to recognize a greater and larger plan or purpose unfolding. This simple intention creates an opening for you to recognize how the beliefs and decisions of your mind cloud your interpretation of what is occurring within and around you. If you are willing to let go a need to be right, correct, and to interpret things in the way you have in the past, you will welcome an opening of your inner eye, akin to a clearing which brings forth truth and knowingness. I, Lord Melchizedek, invite you to contemplate what you wish to see, sense, and acknowledge within and with your inner eye, and why. In truth, what are you seeking and feeling you are lacking? What do you wish to change and transform, or feel is stagnant within your being and reality? the awakening of your inner I. You may seek, can easily be accessed and experienced by you. If you feel a connection with your inner I is lacking, then I, Lord Melchizedek, invite you to contemplate what you do not wish to see, sense, or acknowledge within your being and reality. If you feel a disconnection with your inner I, ask yourself, what are you fearful of recognizing? Or what are you protecting yourself from? Every spiritual awakening within your being often comes from a shift in your mindset, how you perceive yourself and others. It is time to recognize you are a divine and sacred space. Your reality and life is a divine and sacred space. You see, sense, and acknowledge from a space of unification with the Creator within you, and your inner I supports you in recognizing the truth of the Creator. When you set aspects of your mind free, you allow yourself to recognize all this. Thus, your reality and experiences on the earth shift, and you exist in harmony with your inner I and all it has to offer. With gratitude for your presence, Lord Melchizedek.